Kelly Jean Badgley, narrator.
This is from 11, by Lauren Miracle. Miss Jacobs tilted her head. Winnie, may I talk to you a moment?
Am I in trouble?
No, no, Miss Jacobs said. She opened the door to her office and gestured toward a chair. I have a favor to ask, that's all. It concerns the skating party. I sat down. It's a bit delicate, she said, and I'm not even sure I should be interfering, but when a student is going through a hard time, it's our job to help out, right? I stared at her. I wasn't going through a hard time. Behind her on the wall was a poster with the school slogan, Dare to Care. She looked at me in the solemn way grown-ups do when they want you to feel as if they're treating you like a real person instead of a child. My neck prickled, because when grown-ups look at you that way, there's always something expected in return. You've got a big heart, Winnie, she said. All of your teachers have always commented on how kind you are.
They have? I said.
That's why I thought of you when this problem was brought to my attention. She drummed her fingernails against her desk, then stilled her hand. Alex Plotkin is worried that no one will choose him for the girls' pick. I was hoping you might help and consider picking him. If you want to, that is. I grew hot as the injustice of the situation sank in. Teachers weren't supposed to ask things like this. Not teachers, not assistant principals, not anyone. It was unconstitutional. Even with the "if you want to" tagged on, it was completely unfair. Because of course I didn't want to pick Alex Plotkin. No one in her right mind would pick Alex Plotkin. So to tell you the truth, he was right to worry. And that was his problem, not mine. This is from Gingerbread by Rachel Kahn. My so-called parents hate my boyfriend Shrimp. I'm not sure they even believe he is my boyfriend. They take one look at his 5'5", surfer shirt wearing, baggy jeans slouching, Pop-Tart eating, spiked hair head self, and you can see confusion firebombs exploding in their heads, like they are thinking, oh no, Sid Charisse, that young man is not your Holmes. Dig this, he is. At least Shrimp always remembers to call my mother Mrs. instead of just grunting in her direction like most guys my age do. And no parent could deny that hanging out with Shrimp is an improvement over Justin, my ex, from my old prep school. Justin got me into trouble big time. I'm so over the Justin stage. Not like Sid and Nancy care much. I have done my parents the favor of becoming more or less invisible. Sid, my father, calls me a recovering hellion. Sid's actually my stepfather. You could say I hardly know my real father. I met him at an airport once when I was 5. He was tall and skinny and had ink black hair, like me. This is from Dark Flame by Allison Noel. What do I think? I shake my head and laugh. The sound light, joyous, the way it used to be. I think you're the most amazing boyfriend in the whole entire world. No, I take that back. Roman looks at me, feigned apprehension in his gaze. I think you're the most amazing boyfriend on the planet, in the universe. I smile. Seriously, who else gets a date like this?
So, you're having a good time?
He asks, real concern moving in. I lift my arms, encircling them around his neck as I pull him down to me, aware of the energy veil that hovers between his lips and mine, allowing for what I'm starting to think of as our now standard almost kiss. But still happy to take what I can get.
These were such heady times, he says.
He shakes his head and laughs.